Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
The Bulldog Initiative is the official NIL collective for Mississippi State University student athletes. Become an individual member or a corporate partner today. Credit and debit card payments are accepted, as well as Venmo. For all the information you need to support the Bulldog Initiative, just go to BulldogInitiative.com. That's BulldogInitiative.com.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. In no words, it's how life goes. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Welcome, folks, to In a Mississippi Minute, year 7. Here we go.
Year 7. Man, that's crazy.
Anyway, I've had the time of my life, especially with folks that I get to interview and have on my show, hang out on the front porch, as I like to say, even though it's in the studio. It is time for another In a Mississippi Minute. Don't forget my pals at Superior Catfish's Catfish. They're Superior Catfish. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. And, of course, as always, so many rock star things that scream our cool Mississippi. Go to VisitMississippi.org to find out a whole lot more. All right, I love this man. I love having him on the show and catching up annually, which is what's been the case. Love being on his podcast as well. He's constantly accomplishing feats, literally, and each time he does something, I have to have him on. So to recap, from a standout and prolific college football career at the University of Washington Huskies, where our Dylan Johnson, oh yeah, playing great football right now, going to be in the national championship. By the time this airs, we'll all know the outcome, but very proud of Dylan and all that they've accomplished. And I want to dig into that as well. Way out there in the Pacific Northwest is a long way from Mississippi, where he was enshrined in the University of Washington Hall of Fame. To his NFL career, catching the rock all over the field for some of the NFL most prolific quarterbacks, all the way down here in New Orleans, like I said, then to the Raiders, etc. You know, that all set the stage for his next feat in life, climbing all 7 summits, which he did accomplish. Even COVID couldn't get in the way. And so he did a documentary also, Searching for the Summit, which chronicles, well, what I call half crazy, half courageous, maybe 100% crazy, 100% courageous. All I know is it chronicled that journey by NFL Films 360 and would go on to win an Emmy. He recently was back on Delta Soul because we have officially basically said once you come once, you got to come every year. We're at the 12th annual Delta Soul Celebrity Golf and Charity event this past year, 13 coming up, lucky number 13. Always reminds me it's a good time to catch up, like I said. His podcast, Finding Your Summit, it's been a big hit as well, and he's been up to something again. So like I said, time to celebrate. He's a giver, fighter, been at the very bottom mentally. He's not been afraid to say that. And like he always does, work to fight his way out to the very top. He's got an adventurous Instagram as well. Always like watching it. I get tired. I see hiking. I see climbing. And I can tell you, he earns his supper. He's also been a big inspiration to me, I can tell you. So let's get to it right now with my pal, Mark Pattison.
That was awesome. You know what? I think we should just end the podcast right now.
Let's do it. Let's go. Yeah,
like, there's nothing more for me to say. I've got my Emmy sitting right in front of me. By the way, I mean, I've had a lot of out-of-body experiences and just amazing things happen. But if there is the pinnacle of, I like this other stuff I've worked at a long time. I'm not a filmmaker, right? I know nothing about camera. We're nominated for best cinematography. So we didn't win that, but we won best picture. I'm not an actor. I'm not a filmmaker. I'm none of those things. At the end of the day, I have this thing sitting here in front of me. And it's just, I mean, it's amazing. When you step into the fear of things that you don't know that you can accomplish and you go after them, it's amazing what other things can come along with. You know, you're a great example of that. All your music, and yet it has led you to, you know, having the Mississippi State song, which is, by the way, a phenomenal song, 1, 2, 3, Mississippi. Right. And you, I mean, growing up, like would you ever imagine that your song would someday
become
the state song of the, right?
No. So, would you ever imagine? I love how you always reverse this interview. You're the only one that's really capable. I'm just saying, you do it all the time. There's a few of you. Gary Valentine, Corey Miller, every once in a while, I'll go, okay, time out. And your man, Richard Karn, he'll switch it on me in a minute. And he's extremely happy right now. Before we start talking your Huskies, back up for a second. The greatest fear when you were climbing matched. Did it ever match? Was anything parallel in your mind going through it when you knew this was, okay, this was a point where I could turn around, and you know how you are, the fighter that you are. Was there a point in football, a particular time in your career that may have reminded you when you were on the mountain that, okay, I'm not stopping. I've been there. Make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I think the one parallel would be that the amount of training camps I went through with the Raiders and with the Saints and my Huskies helped prepare me for the mental toughness it's required to do a giganto feat like that and not quit. Now, the big difference, and it's a big difference, is when you're playing football, and although I witnessed guys blown out their ACL, you know, arms, fingers, you know, things like that, it's usually, at least in my case, I never saw anybody die in front of me, or dead bodies sprinkled all over the mountain or all over the field on the gridiron.
And they are the mountain, right?
When I got up to 26.5, which is Camp 4, I mean, think about that. In Mississippi, you're probably minus 1 foot, something like that.
Yeah.
26,500 feet, and you still haven't even hit the top of Mount Everest. I'm up there, and exactly 6 feet from my tent was a dead guy laying there that had fallen over 10 days before. And then when I'm going up the mountain, there I am going around the Hillary Step, and I'm like the final leg, making my way up there. And my tent mate from 2019, Vincent, who had later gone to Mount Everest, was laying there on the side that I had to step over. My tent mate.
Mm. So your tent mate passed away as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're talking about going through these mental struggles after retiring from football, and you're trying to redefine yourself and find yourself, right? And which you have done so majestically and magically. But what does that do? I mean, seeing that, that's another whole level of, I mean, how did you come out of that?
Yeah, you know, look, I've had, and I know you have too, I've had a lot of interactions with military guys. This weekend, I'm going down to Costa Rica with Navy SEALs, and we're filming a documentary down there, doing these different things. And, you know, there's a lot of healing to be had on, you know, guys diving on grenades, you know, when they're in Iraq or Afghanistan, right? And, you know, their buddy is blown up and type of thing.
Right.
And so I would never want to say it's just like that, just like war. But I can tell you that when you're in the heat of the moment, and I'm fighting for my own life, it's just different when you're sitting at sea level and we're having a conversation like this with all the modern conveniences of a warm house. And, you know, I've got this scarf on and, you know, all those kind of things. And you're up there more or less by yourself trying to figure out how in the hell am I going to get to the top? And then even harder, how am I going to get back down? You've only gone halfway and you're seeing dead bodies. And so the amount of time that you spend like mourning that person or going through those emotions is just not there, because your tank is so low and so empty that you don't have anything and anything more to give.
Speaking of tanks, do you have like tanks of oxygen, and how much do you take up there with you? You know, what's required the higher you go up?
Yeah. So when we started breathing the O's at 23.5, which is Camp 3, and we got in a cyclone, you know, I was in a tent, imagine this, in a tent, in a sleeping bag on a 45 degree angle for 3 days through the cyclone.
And I'm not imagining it. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, you like don't want to do that. No, it was awful. And so it would come in and it was blowing 60, 70 miles per hour and you couldn't move. You couldn't see anything. And so the whole time you're breathing O's, right? And so now we get up to Camp 4, finally when the thing blows over. Now it's that third day, the sun comes out, we make our way up. And now I'm in the tent, I'm breathing those. And now you get up around 11:30, 12, and off you go. And so the answer is yes, I'm on O's. But now when I was coming down, I was on this place called the Balcony, which is 27.5, and I ran out of O's. and I'm on my butt. I'm sliding down the mountain. My Sherpa had left me. And at this point in time, like 2 years later, now I'm thinking, I have this Russian guy. I was the last guy on the mountain. I have no idea where this person came from. And I seriously cannot say that it wasn't an angel that came down, because I was pointing at my like the meter is behind here, so he can't see it. And so I was pointing at it, and he was saying, Nooski, Nooski, like no air. And so I said, stop my, like he was like 300 yards down below me, my Sherpa, stop him because he has my extra tank. And I was out. And so I just slide down the mountain on my butt, trying to figure out by myself who is going to go. And I have no recollection where this guy came from. He just came from behind. And so it was just, I don't know if I imagined that. You know, I was all cuckoo and I was out of my mind. Because that night, by the way, when I came off the mountain before this, I ended up spending the entire night with no O's at 25. So now I summit, I find my way back down, and now I go back to 26.5. And I'm there, right? So I run out, I come back, I run out again, and I spend the night, and the entire night, I was nose. Most people die from that.
No, okay? I know. Well, most people aren't you. All right, let me just take a quick break right now so we can settle into that, because that's insane, man. And that's, you're right, probably was an angel. I wouldn't doubt it. You are an angel, my brother. Speaking of anything wonderful in Mississippi, there is catfish. And there's Superior Catfish. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. Thank you guys for supporting my show. And as always, visit Mississippi.org. Oh, it's a shining light waiting for you to plan a road trip. I'm with my pal, Emmy winner, NFL standout, Hall of Fame, University of Washington Huskies, Mark Pattison. We'll be right back.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-631-5533. That's 1-800-631-5533. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-631-5533. That's 1-800-631-5533.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
The best made-to-order lunch is right around the corner at 4th and Gold Sports Cafe. Eat in or carry out, DoorDash or Grubhub. Call 769-208-8283. That's 769-208-8283. Once again, 769-208-8283.
You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi, the home of Ole Miss sports, brought to you in part by All Britain's Jewelers. Diamonds, watches, specialty gifts, and more. Your family-owned full-service jewelers since 1920. Visit All Britain's Jewelry in their new location on Old Canton Road behind Highland Village.
My doctor's office is awesome.
It's where we go when I have a fever or get hurt.
Mom says it's so close.
Trust Care Kids is now open at Cross Gates in Brandon. Our caring staff is here for everything from colds and ear infections to routine checkups. Plus, our clinic is kid approved, packed with interactive games and fun animal themed rooms your kids will love. Open late and weekends too.
There's a new kid on the block.
Trust Care Kids. Get care faster. We're not kidding.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote.
Call 800-306-0862 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-0862. That's 800-306-0862. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-0862. Again, 800-306-0862.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Talking Sherpas and we're talking offensive linemen. I'm not sure which one's tougher. And a guest today can verify that for us. Mark Pattison, Hall of Fame member, University of Washington. He is shining and smiling right now because of the season. At this point, they're 14-0. And it of all the crazy things in life, their star running back happened to be at my high school, St. Joe, which I used to coach him hoops. I was like his consultant, I called. Didn't need to do too much coaching. He knew how to get to the rack. He did it the old school way, and he was an amazing athlete. He's got a ton of state titles to boot, and we're so proud of him, Dylan Johnson. And I want to talk about that and his toughness and all that. But before we do, SuperiorCatfish.com. Check it out. It's made and homegrown right here in Mississippi. You know what that means to me. And even my guest today, he gets Mississippi. He spent a lot of time there now. Our charity event every year. He loves coming down. He's become a fixture, and he matters greatly. So I really appreciate him. Visit Mississippi.org. Your next road trip awaits. Okay, Sherpa, great offensive lineman. Come on, give me a comparison.
Well, the first, I mean, there was really no comparison. I mean, you know, look, offensive linemen, they're big, they're huge, and you know, they paved the way. They're the anchors up front that either protect or attacking, you know, one way or the other. The Sherpa, and this is one of the things, even though I was a wide receiver, you know, we're talking like these guys are, you know, the ideal guys like 5'7", 5'8", maybe a buck 40, buck 50 at the most, more like a Lance Armstrong type build, a Tour de France guy. Okay, they move. You know, I'm carrying 200 pounds. I was carrying 50 or 60 pounds extra from everybody else that was up there, right? And it matters. I mean, you know, you need to conserve your energy when you're going up. And by the way, yes, I climbed Mount Everest, becoming the first NFL player to do that, but I failed. And the one thing that we haven't talked about is my goal was to go up, and it looks like a camelback, right? Mm-hmm. The Everest is on one side, you come down, I was supposed to jump my tent and then go up the other side and climb Lhotse, which is the fourth highest mountain in the world. And I was so out of my mind fried that I ended up not being able to climb Lhotse. And I had take quite a while to get over like my failure. Like rather than look at the accomplishment, it's kind of weird that I messed up that way. But it, rather than just like sit on like what I accomplished, I was focused on what I failed at.
That's good. Well, you know what? Hey, come on now. You and I have lived enough life to know it's just as important to know what not to do, if not more so than what to do.
Yeah.
Because what to do lives in a very small window. And what not to do, there's a plethora of screw-ups and mistakes you can make along the way. When you do that, how long does it take for you to go back?
Well, go back to what? What do you mean?
Well, until you accomplished it, because you accomplished all seven.
Well, no, I did all seven, but I'm saying that would have been the eighth, right?
Well, there's only seven. How many wonders of the world we need? Come on.
Well, I don't know, but that was the goal, and I didn't accomplish that goal. And so it took me, just because, you know, I'm a goal-oriented dude, it just took me quite a while to understand. And you know, like I was talking to my former NFL quarterback, Hugh Millen, and, you know, as we were talking about it, you know, and he was just like, couldn't believe what was actually coming out of my mouth. And he was just like, you know, who's the great swimmer from a couple of years ago that won like 24 medals, gold medals?
Steve Lundquist. No, kidding. That's our boy. You know, we love luck. No, Phelps.
Yeah, from Michael Phelps. He goes, it'd be like Michael Phelps wins 24 gold medals for his amazing, and then he does like the team relay and gets a bronze. Like, who cares? Who cares about Lhotse? It took that, you know, kind of analogy to like frame it up for me that I could say, okay.
You wanted to be perfect, you know? I guess that's your nature. I know that that's more than your nature. It's what's driven you and what's allowed you to become so successful. When you look back at like how you became who you became, and this crazy work ethic, who in your family, your folks like that? Where was that nurtured nature? What was it?
Yeah. I mean, that's a good question, because a lot of people ask, you know, are you born with that? I think some more deep. What I was born with is obviously, you know, I was better than everybody athletically growing up. But like all things like you and your music, that only lasted, you know, so long. So I was good with that. Like through high school, I didn't have to work out. I didn't have to do anything. I was just better. And now here comes, I go into college, the University of Washington. And now in those days, we were a highly ranked team and we have all these superstars that went on to the NFL. And all of a sudden my not working out in the weight room and all that stuff, it all caught up to me. And so I kind of had to learn the hard way. And it was either like choose door A or choose door B. And my coach, you know, really teaching me the whole, you know, pyramid of success and what it would take and success leaves clues too. So I was able to watch these other guys that were, and that's really where it kicked in. My Don James era, when I was at the University of Washington, of really understanding what it took to be a champion and make it. And then, you know, success breeds success and you get your break and you finally get out there, which took me 3 years to do. But when I finally got my break, I made the most of it. And being at your best when your best is required, I was able to, you know, shine.
So you weren't a 4-year starter.
I was a 3-year.
Okay, so 3-year. So when coach, yeah. I mean, you to get in the Hall of Fame, you had to have a number of years of success. And you're also sitting out there hanging out with the folks on the island. You spend a lot of time not getting the ball. As a receiver, how patient do you have to be? And does it ever get frustrating when you know you're open and things don't work out? I mean, where does patience and that line between frustration come in for you as a wideout?
I would say this just in general. Today, like we look at the University of Washington with Michael Penix, right, who took second in the
just gunslinging it.
He's gunslinging it. And nobody threw those types of, I mean, we had John Elway we played against in those days, and he actually never had a winning season, but he was a rock star, you know, as a player, of a college player. But they weren't putting up 400 yards. And the reason why that is because they weren't running a spread offense. That wouldn't come till years later. And so I was in the old school Ole Miss, Mississippi State, you know, LSU, where you got two wide receivers, right? And you got a fullback who can't catch, and you got a tailback. And, right, it was run to the left once, run to the right, you know, next, and then third down, third and five, you're throwing a short little route. So it's just like these guys have – I would have just thrived being in those types of systems, like all receivers, where you got balls flying all over the field. In some games, you know, you get more than others, but just having that opportunity, like that ball's coming up majority of the time. What a fun offense.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, look, we had it down here with Jerry Rice and Willie Satellite Totten at Mississippi Valley State. I mean, it was insane down here. I mean, Jerry is a couple years older than me. Jerry, you and Jerry the same age?
Yeah, so Jerry and I went to the combines together, and he was a big deal way back then. We were the same class, and it was the year of the wide receiver, right?
Yeah.
And so people were talking about this Jerry Rice guy. I'm like, there ain't no way this dude can compete. He played at Mississippi Valley State. This crazy. Ain't the pack, right? The pack.
Yeah. I get what you're thinking.
It wasn't the SEC now. It wasn't the Pac-10 in those days. Now it's the Pac-12. Now it's nothing. But, you know, it's just like, I couldn't have been more wrong on that dude.
Was he very noticeable when you did? Okay. When did he exceed your expectations? Because those were high expectations, right?
Yeah.
And you're hearing all this stuff and you're competitive and you're going like, well, I got it. You know, right? So when does it show to you that, okay, this guy's insane great?
Well, you know, you had to perform. We all had to perform. We
on the field, right?
On that. In the combines, it was at Arizona State my year. It was at Arizona State. One day is like an all doctor day, and the next day is a physical day. And so all the receivers are out there, and you could, you know, some guys choked because all the, you know, the owners and the coaches, and they're in this gauntlet, and you're going through all this, and you got to catch the ball. And so, you know, he did fine. I did fine. You know, other guys did fine. Other guys choked. But, you know, he got drafted by the San Francisco 49ers. And that's when the whole Joe Montana, you know.
It
was a perfect storm. And that so much is like being in the right place at the right time with the right players and feeding you. And then he just, you know, it just was.
Yeah, and they follow it up with Steve Young. I mean, how's that happen, right? You go from – but back then, quarterbacks got a second, you know? They got a second. You know, you think about Theismann from Kilmer. You think about, you know, Aaron Rodgers from Favre in our time. You think about – so you can look at a lot of quarterbacks who've had time to develop, not just come into the league. Now, I know it's a different game now, and these kids are running these spread offenses in high school, and now you got the portal. Now it's a whole, you know, free agent thing going. You know, a lot of kids aren't playing – in bowl games because they don't want to get hurt because they're going either in the portal or they're going to the NFL. It's time for a quick break. I got so much more to talk to you about. My pal Mark Pattison, Emmy winner. Let that soak in. I'm looking at it. It's a beautiful gold trophy. Look at the big round thing on it. That's gorgeous.
It's about 10 pounds too, brother.
You know, I've got a 10 pound. I'm going to get my governor's arch.
Look at this right there.
Look at that. I mean, that's a real one. That's not like some local one. That's Big Daddy right there. That's amazing.
And just so you know, local ones, like you said, are the small ones. They're half the size of this. You win the national stuff, you get the big boys.
You get the big guy. I love it. Mark Pattison, my man, Hall of Fame, University of Washington. He's in cloud 9. I'm hoping by the time this interview airs, he'll be on cloud 10 rather than cloud 4 because the feat that they did was amazing. Speaking of amazing catfish produced right here in Mississippi, go superiorcatfish.com, my pals over there, and visit mississippi.org. A whole lot of ways to celebrate who we are that you'll be proud of. Plan your road trip. You can even do it solo. That's what I'm talking about. I'm Steve Azar, Mark Pattison. Highway 61. Hey, folks, Steve Azar here, and like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, mostly sunny conditions, high near 40 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 18. Your Saturday, sunny skies, high near 36. Saturday evening, mostly clear, low around 18. And for your Sunday, mostly sunny conditions, high near 45. This weather brought to you by our friends at Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton. Shop local. Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, your building supply expert since 1871.
Super Talk Mississippi Outdoors with Ricky Matthews is brought to you by Ag Up Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. Visit us at agup.com today and leave it up to us to make property maintenance easy.
At Clinton Body Shops, we want you to know that after an accident, you have the right to choose where to get your repair. We're continuing to follow our founder's mission. The late John Mosley believed consumers deserved to have their vehicles returned to their pre-accident condition using OEM parts and OEM repair procedures. Therefore, we are continuing OEM training and certification with as many manufacturers as possible. In fact, we now have more certifications from more automakers than any shop in Mississippi. Auto accidents can be very stressful, and the last thing you need is a repair that devalues your car and makes it unsafe. Because you have the right to choose, tell your insurer you want a Clinton Body Shop repair. Go to ClintonBodyShop.com, and as John used to say, we really do take pride in perfection.
Hi, this is Shelby with Two Men and a Truck. At Two Men and a Truck, we've added a new service option to our brand, junk removal. Whether you're deep cleaning, renovating, or staging your home to sell, our Two Men and a Truck junk removal option is perfect to get the job done. Our professionally trained moving and junk removal teams will load and haul away your unwanted junk for you. Visit twomenandatruck.com to learn more and get a free junk removal quote. That's twomenandatruck.com.
Hey, I'm here with Alex Murray of Auto Innovation.
At Auto Innovation, we want to change your car buying experience. When you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, please come see us. We want to make friends, not just customers. All eligible vehicles are inspected by a Master Tech mechanic and come with a limited powertrain warranty on us. We are located on Highway 51 in Ridgeland. Come by and see us or check out our inventory online at autoinnovation.net. Let us change your car buying experience.
Auto Innovation, Highway 51 in Ridgeland.
If you're feeling anxious about your investments with all the economic volatility and chaos in Washington, tune in to Super Talk Jackson on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. and Sundays from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. for Element Wealth Radio with Jeremy Nelson. Learn more at myelementwealth.com.
I'm Caleb Saylors, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. Close to 1,000 customers across Jackson are still without water following a bout of severe winter weather from earlier this week. According to Jackson officials, the outages are located throughout the southern and western parts of the capital city. At this time, 14 crews are expected to work on repairing 85 large leaks identified in the main water system over the weekend in order for water pressure to be restored. New leaks will continue to be reported as the ground continues to thaw out. A Soshae man will spend a little over 2 years behind bars for illegally owning a gun. 39-year-old Damian Giglio is accused of trespassing, not wearing hunter's orange, and being possession of a firearm after being encountered on a property in Harrison County last Friday. Agriculture officials in Mississippi recovered stolen property valued at an estimated $66,000 in Sharkey County last week. Several suspects have been identified in the thefts, with their arrest forthcoming.
Tune in to Middays with Gerard Gibbert each weekday, live from the Element Wealth Studios. Is retirement on your mind? Do you have a plan? Go to myelementwealth.com to find your balance between income, growth, and guarantees.
Superior, it's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Join Mississippi's handyman Buddy Slowick every Saturday from 10 till noon as he broadcasts live from the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation studio. Whether you're looking to learn a trade or expand your skills, contact MCEF today.
When it comes to the outdoors, we are one. We live in one of the best places in America to enjoy the great outdoors. So let's talk about it. Super Talk Outdoors with Ricky Matthews. Mondays starting at noon here on Super Talk Mississippi. Presented by the Foundation Protecting Our Outdoors Heritage. Listen or watch the show anywhere you get Super Talk Mississippi.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar. Right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Round three, Mark Patterson. I got him on the horn, Hall of Famer, University of Washington. Speaking of Hall of Fame, you think catfish? Go to Superior Catfish. You're going to have the Hall of Fame of catfish. It's going to be produced right here in Mississippi, superiorcatfish.com. And we are the birthplace of America's music. Visit Mississippi.org says it all. All right, Mark, let's talk a little bit about my man, Dylan Johnson. First of all, a shout out to Trey Benson, who was at Florida State. You know, when they didn't get in the Final Four, he decided to opt to the pros. They're saying number one or two tailback taken. Mm-hmm. You've been here in Greenville, Mississippi. You've been to St. Joe. We play golf right next to it, our Delta Soul. You know, my dad was one of the first graduates of the original school. I graduated there, moved my kids from Nashville just in time to graduate there. Obviously Dylan Johnson, who has been a workhorse for you guys. So both these guys could be in the NFL next year, should be in the NFL. If Dylan decides to stay, then he'll be back at the Huskies. The bottom line is same backfield. Could you imagine coming out of a school, probably 14 boys in their class, maybe 15? I mean, will that ever happen again? It can't. And I hate that ESPN didn't celebrate this journey that these two boys were on. And they're not boys, they're men, but they're great, great kids. And I get to call them kids. Can we still do that? Because they're kids to us. They would be our kids. Yeah. And I'm so proud of both of them, how hard they've worked. Dylan, you know, his toughness has been, obviously we've seen it. And when my family gets to watch, who most of them went to Notre Dame, and I've watched the days of Anthony Davis running all over them and the depression that they went through of watching tailbacks at USC, and he gets to flip that script being an Irish from St. Joe. I mean, it made a lot of my brother and nephews and, you know, my sister, everybody very happy to see a kid from our high school run all over the field on USC and reverse that mojo. He's hurt. He's been hurt for about 6 or 7 weeks. I mean, and now he's going to play. And now we're going to know the outcome by the time this airs. So I hate that. I hate that we're not live right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, Super Talk won't let me do live. I screw up at that point. I get all crazy. Yeah. But what is your take on watching this team do what they've done and accomplished, and especially Dylan, for me, for my sake?
Yeah, well, first of all, Dylan is a gritty. He's the type of guy, like, you know, it takes all these intangibles, right? And that intangible of toughness, grit, determination, never giving up. I was sitting in the Coliseum watching Washington play USC, obviously down in LA, and he ran for like 283 yards. I mean, they had some crazy stat where USC didn't even get a hand on him for the first like 70 yards or something of all these runs that he made. I think he's had a foot issue, and he just,
I think he's got like a stone bruise, and you can't, what do you got to do with that? I had one, and it lasted me months, and that I had to get off it. I couldn't do anything.
It just is what it is.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, whether he'll shoot it up or just play on pain or you know, what he does next level, you know, that's still in the future, and we'll see what all that happens there. But I almost feel like he sets the tone for the entire team, not just offensively, but defensively too, about what a tough mother he is. And, you know, I don't know his circumstance, but, you know, I love Greenville, Mississippi, right? I've always loved Greenville, Mississippi. Yeah. I love small towns. And I know there's nice parts of Greenville, Mississippi. And I know there's rougher parts of Greenville. And I don't know what side of the tracks he
Well, grew. His mom's a dentist. She's wonderful. You hear her in the stands, and it's always positive. Like, you know, I'm sitting there going, say something negative up there. She's had multiple kids that have been won state championships, but Dylan obviously is the one
My point in what I'm trying to say is this is, you know, like, whether he grew up in hardship or not, doesn't sound like he did, but he's been surrounded by other people who've gone through that. And the question for him is, like, where did he develop that grit and determination that he has? Because he has something special.
Yeah.
Now, you have Michael Penix, who's number two in the Heisman, you know, trophy at the end of the day. I think he probably should have won it based on what we've all seen. LSU got to even play, you know, let alone Penix, you know, throwing for almost a record.
Yeah, almost, you know, 500 yards, right?
Yeah, it was crazy. But, you know, he can sling that thing all the way. And he's a kid from Florida, right? And then you have this guy, this new, relatively new, he's only been there for 2 years, our new coach. He's only lost once. He has like
South Dakota State.
Like, how do they find? That was one of the greatest gets of all time, right?
And your offensive coordinator was living in his sister's laundry room? Like, doing what?
And then he got a big payday. So Saban, I don't know, for all your listeners, Saban tried to hire him as his OC last year. And so he was set to go. And then we were able to match whatever the amount it was. I think it was $2 million. And so he decided to take his tail back to Seattle and continue to coach there. And look at where the Washington, I mean, it's just amazing. You know, my senior year, we were actually part of the whole BCS, you know, how that whole thing, you know, started. And the reason why that was is because we beat Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl, and we came back, we beat them. They were number two. I think we were number four, and BYU ends up being number one. And they're saying, how can you possibly have a team that beats a 6-6 Michigan on Christmas Day? They didn't even make it to New Year's.
Right. They didn't make it.
And so out of that, they came, we got to have some kind of system. So the BCS came around, and now we've gone to this playoff, and now it's going to go from 4 to 12 or whatever this next year. Yeah. So it's evolved over time. But, you know, like, I think you have the two best teams, Florida State, you know, even though they didn't have 28 players show up for the game, you know, when the quarterback went down, I think it played out. The right teams were in the Final Four. And you've just got weapons on both sides of the ball. Michigan, and Michigan was a phenomenal game too, I'm sure you saw it. And Washington, I mean, there is so much talent out there.
Well, your wideouts, I mean, when you played there, who was on your, who, when you ran the two wideouts, who were you and who?
Well, there's a guy named Danny Green, and Danny Green ended up getting drafted by the Seahawks in the third round.
Okay, right? so you two, so there you go. So there's two NFL guys on your team. You got three guys on the wideouts right now, right? All three. It's insane. But Penix is just, when Penix is on, which is most of the time, right? Which is most of the time.
Yeah.
It's like it comes out of the sky into the perfect spot. And then the even, was it against Oregon when he threw the fourth down pass? It was ridiculous. Because you knew, thought you were going to go to Dylan again, and they decided that pass was stupid. And it was so important, and the clock would have stopped and all these things, but the confidence they have in him. He's got hand. It looks fingers look like they're this long, right?
They're ET fingers.
Yeah, I mean, he got an extra. Was there? We got one space, yeah. Two space, three. He's got four or five. Yeah, right? Yeah. And my hands are big, you know. So that's just insane. Well, here's the deal. I know about Dylan. Okay, so when you're on the sidelines with him at a basketball for 3 years, right? I was there for 3 years. Four years on the sideline with him. There was an intangible about him that was. You just knew in your heart, because finally I've been around athletes who have played like you and gotten to know y'all on a level, you know, when you've made it there.
Yeah.
He has that intangible. I used to go, how come this guy didn't do it? How come this guy? And as I work myself through the music career, I realized, you know, well, there's opportunities that just don't come. And it's just the way, a little luck of the draw. But when opportunity comes knocking, your preparation can't be great enough, right?
Yeah.
So you've got to have the clash of those two. And the perfect scenario, the right GM, the right coaches, all the right record guy, the right this. And most of the time, it doesn't all come together. But when it does, you have these moments where it can't be denied because that athlete, like you were prepared. Dylan will be that athlete. I'm telling you, I know it. I've always known it. There is something about him that is driven beyond words. He, you know, you got to realize, knock on wood right now, but he had a fumble when he was in 10th grade. He had hit somebody so hard or intercepted, whatever. He picks it up. He's gone. He drops it before he gets in the end zone. And he had to jump back on it or something. I can't remember. Then he fumbled one time in the Washington State game when it was wet. He didn't see the guy come from behind. He has never dropped. He doesn't drop the ball. How do you go a whole career? And so, but his receiving hands and the fact that your coach at Washington figured out to put him in the Wildcat, which he ran quite a bit at St. Joe. He's all of those, and he can play wide out. He's all of those things, and I just feel like there's going to be a really good place for him. The thing about tailbacks is, I mean, they're so undervalued compared to when you and I were growing up. You know, you're looking at linemen, you're looking at defensive linemen, you're looking at defensive backs, wide outs, quarterbacks, and I guess because, is there a shelf life on tailbacks?
I think there is. It's for whatever reason, you know, once you hit that magical age of 30, you're history.
Well, how does Adrian Peterson do what he did?
Well, you know, he's kind of a freak, and his body was a freak, and he's super fast. And, you know, somehow or another, he was able to preserve himself. But I don't think any of the – it's kind of like Jerry Rice. You know, none of these things are absolute rules, but it's just in general, if you look over the span of X amount of receivers over X amount of time – I'm sorry, running backs, you know that the shelf life, because they get banged around so much, and these guys are so physical and strong. I mean, you've got defensive linemen that are running, like, you know, 4.6s now.
I
clocked a 4.51 on grass in Arizona State at my combines, right? And these guys are like twice the size of me running me down right now. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a new day.
Well, it's just speed. I know it's insane. All right, well, let's take a quick break. My pal Mark Patterson, Emmy winner. You can see it right there. If you're zooming in with us, which we're probably going to, I'm going to post this. We're going to be visual, for goodness sake.
Make it happen.
Superior Catfish, that's visual, also tastes great, and actually tastes fantastic and fabulous. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com, made and produced right here in Mississippi. Visit Mississippi.org, everything that's cool musically, well, and influence the world. Where else from Mississippi? Go to visit Mississippi.org. Mark Patterson and I will be right back.
Welcome to Mississippi. I'm still trying to find
Hey, folks, Steve Azar here. And like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guarantee Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guarantee Bank, member FDIC.
For all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services, Glass Networks. They're going to try and steer you to use their own glass shop. Well, you can tell your insurance you want to use Venable Glass, and there'll be no additional cost to them to get the highest quality glass. Venable Glass is locally owned and operated, and they do windshield replacement and rock repair right there in their shops, or they'll even come to you in the Tri-County area for free. That's right, free mobile service. At Venable Glass, they also do frameless and frame shower doors, mirrors cut to size and installed, picture frame glass, tables, desktops, insulated glass, plexiglass, commercial storefronts, and heavy equipment glass, Venable Glass. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. They want to work hard for your business. Venable Glass, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Hey, there's two locations too, in Ridgeland at 660 Highway 51 North and Brandon at 209 Woodgate Drive South in Cross Gates. Check them out on the web at VenableGlass.com. Remember, for all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services, 601-605-4443.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime non-drowsy coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Mind my own business? What's that supposed to mean?
No, I was just thinking about all of the news of tax changes, insurance changes, regulations that are being passed down to business owners. I don't have the time to keep growing and to keep up with changing payroll regulations.
I know. It seems like all I do is handle employee-related problems.
You know, I hear PeopleLease can help.
How can they help?
PeopleLease can handle our payroll, taxes, employee benefits, and workers' compensation. They even offer an affordable and customizable 401k program and a 24/7 online human resources support center for all my HR needs.
Think of all the time we'll save letting PeopleLease handle our payroll and benefits administration. I'll be busy growing my business and letting PeopleLease take care of the rest.
It sounds like a good business plan with PeopleLease.
Let PeopleLease mind your business so you can mind your own business. Call now, 601-987-3025. That's 601-987-3025. Or visit freepayrollquotes.com for your free quote.
Quality vehicles, affordable prices.
Pinnacle. This just in from Pinnacle Motors.
Now for a limited time, all in-stock Edge Sheds are 20% off. That's right, 20% off. Now for a limited time, all in-stock Edge Sheds are 20% off.
Need that new shed, building, or carport?
Now for a limited time, all in-stock Edge Sheds are 20% off.
Now back to our regular programming.
Pinnacle Motors, Highway 471 at Baker Lane and Vine has that car, truck, or SUV and trailer for all your needs. Online at PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. That's PinnacleMotorsLLC.com.
Pine Grove Bay. Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including day and evening addiction treatment programs for working professionals. For more info, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
Don't stop investing in your future. For generations, Trustmark has helped people live their dreams. Whether you're saving for an education, planning for early retirement, or investing in a business, an experienced Trustmark wealth advisor can help you achieve your dreams. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Wealth Management is a division of Trustmark.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Accused Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman was back in a Long Island, New York courtroom to add another murder charge to his legal plate. This time charged with second-degree murder in the death of Maureen Brainard Barnes, who was last seen alive July 9, 2007. The 60-year-old architect was already charged with murdering Melissa Barthelemy, Megan Waterman, and Amberlyn Costello between 2009 and 2010. The four women became known during the investigation as the Gilgo Four. Police say all four were sex workers. Their remains were found in 2010, approximately 500 feet from each other on the shores of Gilgo Beach, bound with belts or tape and wrapped in burlap. A massive investigation led police to the discovery of more than 10 sets of human remains along Ocean Parkway between December of 2010 and April of 2011. Huerman has not been linked to the remaining cases. For now, he pleaded not guilty to the slayings and remains locked up without bail. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money? And a lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they aren't online. With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referrals and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at STMM Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We're all alone in the river and I don't know whether I'm sinking or swimming with you. It's you and me together, yeah, I don't know better. I'm sinking or swimming with you. Take the anchor off, baby. Cut the rope off my feet. Why don't you love me like
short
you
segment left. We're like midway. Yeah, I guess about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. My guest today, Emmy winner, University of Washington Hall of Famer, football from the gridiron, the Saints, the Raiders. Spent a lot of time roaming in the NFL, dear friend of ours, and gets to come from his place up in, not in Seattle
Sun
right
Valley.
Now. Where is Sun Valley?
Sun Valley. That's
not even, come on, you could come here and hang out in Tupelo. You feel the same. It's just as high up. It's all relative. You know what I mean? I'm going to go to the mountains of Tupelo. You guys in Tupelo hear that? I'm calling them mountains because compared to where I am, everything's a mountain. I do love where you see the kudzu in Mississippi. It's a beautiful thing. You start getting into the hills, Mark. It's amazing. Speaking of amazing and Mississippi, go to superiorcatfish.com, homegrown and produced right here, and visit mississippi.org. Always a shining way to celebrate who we are. Come on with it. All right. A few minutes left with my pal, Mark Patterson. Mark, we got a few minutes to talk about what's going on with you. What's your next feat? And people got to check your Instagram out because it's a thing of beauty. I mean, uh-huh. I had a whole thing I was going to start talking and tell me what to, but I had a whole thing. Here we are. Higher Ground USA. You got that. I'm looking at all these emojis. The Matterhorn. Yeah. There you are.
I climb. This morning, Jim Mora, who's the head coach at UConn.
Tom's Thumb.
He and I climbed up to the top of Baldy Mountain. We climbed 4,000 feet.
Of course you guys did.
Yeah, it's 6 a.m. this morning with headlamps on. It was awesome.
Yeah, okay. That was this morning, right?
Yeah, 20 degrees.
Can the coach keep up with you?
You know what? He's a great wingman. I'll say that.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good right there. He's a good guy. I've had him on my show thanks to you. Great guy. We've been trying to get him down in the Delta, but he's coaching. What's he doing right now? He's coaching.
You should still keep working on him.
We'll keep. You got to do that for me now, you know.
Yeah.
Tell him you're going to, you are my agent. Tell him you're going to get up one morning. We're going to climb the Mississippi Delta and see what he says. Come on. Bring it on.
Yep. And then we go to that catfish place afterwards.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Well, all right. So what's happening with you? Besides that?
So
what's on your agenda?
And then, I run content in parts of content for Sports Illustrated. So, I've been doing that and I've been able to help get the company up to number two behind ESPN. So that's been, just a professional, cool win. And this last summer, actually two summers ago, I went over to Zermatt, Switzerland to climb the Matterhorn. I got blown off the mountain, so I retreated down to France and Chamonix and climbed Mount Blanc. And then this last year, I was able to go back to Zermatt again and climb the Matterhorn. You mentioned that earlier, and that was, very terrifying. Kind of the third leg of this wheel of those mountains over there in kind of the Swiss Alps is a mountain called the Eiger. Clint Eastwood did a famous movie many years ago called The Eiger Sanction. And it's actually technically more hard than the Matterhorn, so I can't even imagine that. It doesn't look as intimidating, but once you get up there, it's way harder.
Wow.
So it's just, it's like super steep, not much room up on top to maneuver around, and I'm scheduled to do that in late August. So I'm excited to come back down to Mississippi and be in your golf tournament. Can't wait. Love
June 6, 7, 8. We'll see you on the 5th.
I love
June 5th. I love it. Well, I appreciate everything that you, I appreciate you taking the time. First of all, thank you for coming on. I know you're busy. I just love it. The world is small when it comes to sports and music. It can put people together from places you never imagined. And that's the beauty of it. And those relationships will last forever like ours has. So anyway, great to see you, pal. You're the best. Mark Patterson, folks. Check him out on Instagram. Mark, is it just your name on Instagram? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's Mark Patterson NFL.
Yes, P-A-T-T-I-S-O-N, Pattison, y'all, with a K with Mark, NFL, and also check out his podcast, which is, where is it at? Finding Your Summit.
Finding Your Summit. Yeah, you can find that anywhere.
That's everywhere. All right.
It's all over. It's global.
You know what you can find everywhere globally as well is Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Made in Mississippi, but the world's got it like our music. And speaking of our music, visit mississippi.org. We'll talk to you later. I'm Steve Azar. Thanks to Mark Patterson for joining me. Later on.
I'm Steve Azar.
then a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.